News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
I'm joined by Valerie Cox, author and journalist, to bring us up to speed on some of the stories you may not yet have seen and to give us a little bit of analysis on some of those that you have. And Valerie, your alma mater, RTE, it turns out, is coughing up €855,000 on consultants being paid out of charity money.
Yeah, I mean, the first thing I want to say is this story is going to make all those viewers who donated 31 million over 5 years and five toy shows very, very mad this morning. I'm actually shocked by it. It's 855,000. And what they're going to do is they've put out a tender to PR firms to come and manage that money as it's given to charities, to look after the PR for it, to account for it, to audit it. And why in the name of God, after 5 years, they need someone to do this? It's absolutely quite ridiculous.
Now, surely, Valerie, what the RTE will say is, hang on for a minute, every charity has to have an administrative staff. You have to dot the I's, you have to cross the T's, you have to produce a report at the end that says, here's where all of the money went. And you can't ask people to do that for nothing because they won't.
Okay, well, you're missing the point here, Anton. I'm sorry. RTE is not a fundraiser for charity. RTE is a broadcaster, as is News Talk, I must add. But the point is that people who give money to these charities, and particularly, I mean, here we had a very, very high profile television show. We had the presenter and everybody on it goading people right through the show, donate, donate, donate. Now, those people never thought they would have this money, this amount of money would be going to a commercial firm to manage the donations. There are many other safe ways of managing the donations by giving to registered charities. It's actually very simple, Anton. And if you think about it, that is what they have been doing for the last 4 years. Now, the other thing that quite shocked me about this article was that the reports, it actually says that the appeal operates with maximum cost efficiency and only €890,435 of the total funds over the 5 years has gone to operating costs.
Well, again, now in RTE's defence on that one, they will say that there is a sort of a standard threshold of operating costs for a charity. They're, I think, sub 3% or around 3%, and therefore they are benchmarked across that period.
No, Anton, they're not a charity and they have all these staff already organising the show. Now, you just think about the total cost of all this. You've got the show itself, you've got the presenter, and then what do they spend on it? Costumes, hundreds of wannabe Bugsy Malones, stuffing their faces with burgers and chips and everything at the cost of, how much profit is actually coming out of this? How much are they actually getting? I mean, it's very, very serious.
Now, if you want really serious, the one that we should all be frightened by is a man by the name of Michael Bury. Michael Bury is very famous in some circles and was made famous by Christian Bale playing him in The Big Short, the movie about the downturn or the crash, in which he was one of the few who not only predicted it, but made a fortune out of predicting it.
Absolutely, yeah. And now what he's saying is that the Nasdaq index is headed towards a dramatic reversal after a parabolic surge that has driven technology valuations to unsustainable heights. In other words, we're all going to be broke very shortly, and he's predicting it. But he says what we're doing now at the moment in the stock market is we are witnessing history. Now, I don't pretend to understand the stock market, but I mean, this guy has a lot of credibility, and he says he's worried about Wall Street. He says Wall Street is presently overstating the earnings of the major companies and the most valued companies by more than 50%. And if that is true, it's very, very serious. He says the rally unleashed by artificial intelligence and the other big tech companies is the surge that's pushing indexes to these record levels. So he says, you know, we could be in a lot of trouble if we don't pay heed to this. And even if it seems there's more time to run up, anyone lucky enough to be riding these moves by not selling is betting on their own ability to jump off near the top.
And of course, you can't have a correction like that without it leaking through everything else and having a major impact. He said he was holding, quotes, significant leveraged short positions against a portfolio of companies. In other words, he's borrowed a ton of cash and is betting heavily that all of this is going to go bang. Before we wrap up, Benedict Cumberbatch, who seems like such an easygoing, nice chap, has managed to get himself into a long and extended argument in central London with a fellow cyclist, which is doing the rounds on social media. Here's a bit of it.
I am listening to everything you're saying. You're deluded.
Take it
you're
on the
lying.
Love.
I was behind you the entire time.
Dude, you verbally abused me.
I verbally abused the guy who completely, repeatedly broke the law.
No, I didn't once.
And then you went through the crossing.
No, I did not.
So this, we were talking about red lights earlier on. Does it hit, was Benedict Cumberbatch accused of going through a red light? Pedestrian crossing?
More than that, much more than that. He went through a zebra crossing, a red light, and several other minor infringements, according to this Irishman who was cycling after him and apparently, you know, kept speeding up, and the two of them got off their bikes and decided to have a bit of an argy-bargy. So this Irishman in red trousers started shouting at Cumberbatch, and of course the crowd gathered and the two of them went at it and said...
He had appointed himself judge, jury, executioner,
absolutely.
And arbiter of...
You know, the local vigilante. And eventually he got... Cumberbatch to admit that he had one infringement, that well, maybe he had done something once. But I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, does Benedict think that he's so big that he can cycle his bike around London and do what he likes? Or is the other guy simply an overzealous vigilante who decided to take after him when he recognised... He didn't recognise him, by the way, when he began following him. It was only when he confronted him that he realised he had a major star on his hands.
Oh, good. So he is just free-floating. He is an unbiased vigilante. He'll take on anybody.
But I have to tell you, Anton, that one of Benedict's programmes was in Heartbeat, the 1950s programme, and it was about a police station and the police. And in that, he cycled a bicycle.
Well, it is good to know that he continues that trend. Valerie, thank you very much. That is Valerie Cox.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.